Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The first baseman, Roger Ripos. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Catfish Hunter. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. There goes Salmon. The throw from Suarez to Campaneris, and Salmon is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Suarez, and Cater drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to second. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crandall moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Crandall scores. Salmon moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salmon scores. Wagner scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 0 for 1 in the game. Repos hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton who is chasing the ball. Repos reaches third base with a triple. Gosger goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Indians. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahl hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hershberger. Salmon goes all the way around to score. Wagner moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Colavito moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Ken Sanders now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0-for-1 in the game. Suarez strikes out. One out. Ken Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sanders moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground that hits Brown. Brown is out and Wagner is safe at first. Bell moves to third. There goes Brown trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing left field. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Ripos strikes out. 1 out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahl hits a fly ball into left field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Ken Suarez. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Talton pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Talton reaches second base with a double. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Guido Grilli now pitching. Tim Talton now catching. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grilly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Repo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Talton and he is safe. Salmon steals second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Salmon moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Ripoz hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Talton and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-4 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hinton moves to third. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gonzalez. The throw from Talton and he is out, Green applying the tag. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-3 in the game. Stahl hits a fly ball into left field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles pinch hits for Guido Grilli. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton, who is chasing the ball. Charles reaches third base with a triple. Cater goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Indians. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Talton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton, who is chasing the ball. Talton reaches third base with a triple. Charles scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-4 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.